In Matthew chapter 2, we read about the wise men.
They'll be our focus today, very briefly this morning, a little bit again this afternoon. One thought I want to think about or bring out about the wise men as we consider them this morning is the sacrifice they made to go see the Savior. Oftentimes we miss all of that. But when I talk about the sacrifice, I'm not talking about the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now we know that these things were very costly and that they're very expensive, and it was a great deal of wealth. God just simply providing for the family, Joseph, Mary, and Jesus, the baby, for their flight into Egypt that would soon happen. But they made other sacrifice that I think was more substantial than that of the finances. And there's three suggestions I have as far as the sacrifice they made. The first is they followed the star. Now, I'm not going to take the time to go and read all the scriptures. Dee just read them for us just a moment ago, and I think we're familiar enough with this. But we know that they lived in the east, in the region of Babylon. And so to travel from Babylon to follow that star all the way over to Israel was a journey of a great distance. And so it would come at great personal expense and at great hardship, and the trip itself was very dangerous as there were thieves and robbers and bandits all along the way. And so they made a great sacrifice just in the following of the star. A second area of sacrifice that we saw that they had made is as they got there, they found the Savior. Now that in itself doesn't sound like much of a sacrifice, but they had part of the scriptures, but not all of the scriptures. And so they went to the capital city of Israel, assuming the king would be born there. And they went to the head of Israel, Herod, and they asked him, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews?" They didn't realize the danger that they were putting themselves into because they apparently did not know Herod very well. Herod, of course, did not have the answers, but he found the answers from the religious leader. They went to the book of Micah and pointed the wise men down to Bethlehem. And so they had to travel further, but God was providing for them all along their journey. And so the star reappeared and took them to the very house in which we find Jesus. The third area I believe that they had of sacrifice is their faithfulness to the Son. If you remember what happened as the three wise men spoke to Herod, he said, look, trying to present himself as a nice guy, said, when you find him, send me back word again so that I can go worship him myself. Now, we know the end of the story. We know that Herod had absolutely no intention of worshiping Jesus. He had every intention of killing him. And he did his best to accomplish that. But these wise men didn't know that, and they took Herod's word at face value, and they assumed that he was a good man like they were. And so they traveled in the goodness of their heart down to Bethlehem, and they found the baby. But while they were there, God warned them and said, don't go back to Herod. In fact, leave a different way than you came. And they risked a great deal in not sending word back to Herod, because if he got word that they had betrayed him, he certainly would not have been very kind to them. He probably would have dispatched soldiers not just to Bethlehem to kill all the babies, but also to chase after those wise men in order to take their lives for their betrayal. And so they were willing to make a great sacrifice to the Son who had come to die on the cross for them. The question that we're faced this morning, how much of a sacrifice are we willing to make for the same Son who came to die for your sin and my sin? Father, we thank you for this Christmas season that causes us once again to just simply slow down from our busyness and distraction, and to focus on what our salvation cost. Jesus Christ leaving heaven and coming to earth as a baby who would then one day die on the cross for our sin. Father, help us to be challenged by the lives of these wise men who we know so little about and yet who play such a prominent role in that earthly life. Help us to aspire to their sacrifice and be willing to do so even today, that we might be lights in our society. We'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.